Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Precious Words. Psalm 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver that is tried and purified seven times in an earthen furnace. Words. What they mean. What impact they have. As I think of the meaning of words, there's a picture that crosses my mind. It was when I was transferred to a radar site in northern Newfoundland. And in one of the first evenings that I was there, I turned on the radio, and the words I heard were unusual and yet fascinating beyond description. You see, in that part of the world, it was very difficult to get communication back and forth. So what many people would do that lived in out-of-the-way places would send messages to the radio station, and the radio station would read them on air for such and such a person that lived in such and such a place. It was like reading somebody else's mail, but actually, it was listening to the mail being read. And you didn't know who the person was that was sending the message or who the person was that was receiving the message, but you had the message. And many of them were precious words, birth announcements, graduation announcements, wedding plans, all types of messages that were passed on. The words of the Lord, however, are words that transcend the words that we have here on earth. They are words of eternal life and eternal significance. I think of the few words that were spoken by a thief on a cross next to our Savior. They were very few words. Probably it was difficult for him to even get the words out, but he knew in his heart that the man that was being crucified on the cross next to him was truly the Son of God. And when he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom," those were precious words. And equally, in fact, even far more precious were the words of assurance that he gave to that dying thief next to him. "Today you will be with me in paradise." As we walk the perilous walk of this life, we never know from moment to moment, from day to day, just how long we have. It really doesn't matter for those of us that know the Lord, because to live is to live for the Lord, and to die is to go and be with the Lord. And whether we live or whether we die, really it's not any significance to us whatsoever. The Lord knows how he can use us best. I pray that we might live in such a way that we will honor him in all that we do, in all that we say. Heavenly Father, our prayer is that we might find the precious words from the Word of God and make them a part of our life. Let the words of our mouth, Lord, ring true from what you have given us to what you give us to give to others. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, "The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer." If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.